Please rise for the processional hymn, hymn number 255 in the other songbook.
Thank you.
You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the invocation and the Kyrie will be spoken. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray, Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Our hymn of praise today is hymn number 195 in the OSB, Spirit of the Living God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let's pray together the prayer of the day. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The first reading today comes from Acts 2, verse 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered. Excuse me. Because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, and in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Fellow Jews, all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I... Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, even upon my slaves, both men and women. In those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm today is Psalm 104. We'll read this responsively. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. There go the ships, and Leviathan you form to sport in it. Those all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks upon the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The second lesson is from Romans, verses 14 through 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if we in fact suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the gospel. The gospel for today is, on this day of Pentecost, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Though I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be with you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated.
Faith in God comes from God and is sustained by God through the Holy Spirit. It may not make logical sense, but then again, it isn't meant to. Today we celebrate Pentecost, the one day a year dedicated to the Holy Spirit. All scripture today is focused on God's gift of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is the Greek name for the Jewish Festival of Weeks. It's a holy celebration asking God for a good harvest. It takes place 50 days after Passover. It was also 50 days after the resurrection and 10 days after Jesus' ascension. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would come to the disciples. And of course, they seldom grasped what Jesus talked about and didn't understand. He didn't give them a timeline, so the odds are they did not expect anything special happening that day. Had they anticipated that God would show up in a new and startling way, they might have stayed home. Jerusalem's residents were there, but also people who had come for this festival from all over the world and would ultimately take back what they heard all over the world. There they all were, expecting to worship the same way they had worshiped to every festival of weeks. My hunch is that very few of you here today are expecting anything unusual to occur during our worship. If you remembered it was Pentecost, you might have worn red. You might be secretly smiling, remembering that this is the day that no one wants to read because of all those crazy names you can't pronounce, and you did a fantastic job, Patty. Beyond that, I'm guessing that you aren't on the edge of your seat, and you're probably just settling in for your sermon nap. There was once a Lutheran minister who began every worship service by praying, "Dear God, let something happen today that is not printed in the bulletin." I would never be brave enough to pray that. It's a dangerous thing to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." It can lead to all kinds of problems, and it makes me, for one, very uncomfortable. If you know me, you've heard me say, I want to start on page 56, and when we get to page 85, I know the coffee's done. Yet, isn't that why, when Patty does the children's sermon, we all sit up a little straighter and watch a little closer, waiting for something unexpected to happen? I suspect that the Holy Spirit is a mystery to most of us. We know God the Father, the kindly grandparent figure, Judge. God the Son, Jesus, is our favorite, gentle, long-lost cousin. But God the Holy Spirit, to me, it could be compared to the mysterious entity that Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock kept encountering in their adventures. On that first Pentecost, Peter had to explain to the crowd that the disciples were not drunk. I don't know if Peter's explanation cleared up the confusion. I don't know if it's a comfort or a warning. But the whole Pentecost event, the wind, the fire, the speaking in other languages, and Peter's explanation, leave me wondering the most Lutheran of questions. What does this mean for us? And this Sunday has brought up several memories for me. I'd invite you to please turn to page 1160, in the very back of your hymnals. Let's see if I can find it. In this red hymnal, they have included, in this red hymnal, they have included Martin Luther's small catechism, which was originally written for parents to instruct their children. You will notice phrases that include, what does this mean? And this is most certainly true. It was Luther's, and those phrases are used multiple times. It was Luther's explanation of the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, Sacrament of Baptism, and Sacrament of Communion. Page 1162 is the Apostles' Creed. Now, I am one of many, many, many generations of good Lutheran children who were expected to have memorized the entire catechism and be able to recite it at will in front of the entire congregation. Pastor Landvik, knowing that if his students failed, he had to teach them another whole year, wisely eased my planned interrogation by saying, "Vicky, I think you should really focus on and be ready to recite the third article." And I very clearly remember when complaining about the whole state of affairs to my parents, their response was, "Consider yourself lucky. We had to learn it in German." Personally, I believe the whole memorization requirement should be listed in the church as how not to excite children about God. And I bet some of you agree. The fact that I'm speaking about the Holy Spirit might be a reminder that the Holy Spirit is reminding me of what I learned. Anyway, getting back, the third article of the Creed on 1162 is the one in which we talk about the Holy Spirit. It begins with, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." How easily that trips off our tongues every Sunday. But what does it mean? Martin Luther explains it this way, and you can follow along with me. "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith, in which the Christian church he forgives daily and richly all sins to me and all believers, and at the last day will raise me up and all dead and give to me and all believers in Christ everlasting life. This is most certainly true." What Luther is saying, and what, if we believe what we just read, we are claiming that the Holy Spirit will continue sending us opportunities that allow us to that allow our relationship with God to grow all the days of our lives. Faith in God comes from God and is sustained by God. It may not make logical sense. It doesn't have to. The creation and nurturing of faith is God's work, not ours. The Holy Spirit, like the wind, goes unseen everywhere and does remarkable work, whether we understand it or not. We may not know what happened on that first Pentecost or what it has to do with us today, but we don't have to. The Holy Spirit is working through ordinary people to fulfill God's mission in the world. All we need to know is that we are called to share the truth that is in us. We are to spread the word that God is a loving God, a uniting God, a strong God. That is all the disciples had on the first Pentecost. God worked through them. He will work through us. Because God loves the world, we can trust that the Holy Spirit will change our clumsy efforts into helpful messages. Sometimes the Holy Spirit doesn't change us at all. Instead, he opens the hearts of the people around us. Most people are moved by actions, not words, and that is something we can all do. Our job is not to it's not our job to comprehend how the Spirit is poured out on the people. My sister Patty has a saying on her wall: sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and calms his child. Many, many times, God uses us through the Holy Spirit. It is both our privilege and our calling to show God's power using whatever gifts the Holy Spirit gives us. We conclude our services each week with this phrase: go in peace and serve the Lord. As God sent Jesus, and as Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, so now the Holy Spirit sends us. Dear God, let something happen today that's not printed in the bulletin. Amen.
Our hymn of the day is hymn number 400 in the ELW, God of Tempest, God of Whirlwind. Please rise for our confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to the heavens. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church. Continue to inspire our sharing of the gospel and equip us to tear down the barriers we have erected. Make our welcome expansive, intentional, and open to loving challenge. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for creation. Allow fire to burn safely in habitats where it's needed and quench flames when they threaten to run wild. Protect forests, prairies, and grasslands from destruction by natural forces or human misdeeds. Safeguard firefighters and rescuers in their dangerous work. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for courts and legislatures. Write your commandments on our hearts and inspire all who govern to lead us with love over retribution. Unite judges, lawyers, and systems of justice in our desire for reconciliation. Hear us, O God. We pray for the sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially for those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Lift up all who have been bowed low by circumstances or internal strife. Bring to wholeness those who cry out to you in need. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for this congregation. Raise up in us a deep desire to live out our baptismal promises and to support those of all ages in our shared journey of faith. Hear us, O God. We offer thanks for the faithful departed who now rest in you. Let their lives encourage our own daily living. Console us with the promise of eternal life. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all. And also with you. We pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Wyatt Jackson, you want to come up? Vic said you guys are all ready to take note of what I say. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Yes, is it? Come on, boys, get up here. You don't want to come? All right, goodbye, Jackson. I'll just talk to Wyatt. Take your Bible, Wyatt. You don't really need it. Because, you know, I bet you thought today I was going to talk about something. Yeah, let's put it right here, okay? Thanks. Something that boys would be interested in. Because in the Bible's lessons, we've heard about tongues of fire. What are tongues of fire? Is your tongue on fire? No. Is yours? Yeah, it looks a little. And we talked about crazy speaking. You know what? That's not what I'm going to talk to you today about. Like after my lunchtime, I like to sit in my chair. And what do I look at on my phone? What do you think? Facebook. Is that ridiculous or what? You're going to mark some lessons over there, aren't you, Jaxie? Well, so I saw yesterday that the Rexburg City Police put on a post on Facebook that said, they had been called to a call that, and this is really for you guys, they had been called to a call where a child was drowning. And the police and the ambulance and all the emergency medical people responded fast and with their sirens loud. Guess what happened? People complained that they were going fast
sirens were running. Do you think that the mama wanted them to come fast? Do you? And luckily, the child didn't drown, the child lived. But people complained about that. How crazy is that? It's kind of nuts. The law says when you hear sirens or see the lights, you should pull over. So then after I'm done reading Facebook, I go outside to paint because that's what I do, always paint, paint, paint. And I heard sirens, and I heard a lot of sirens. Did anybody else hear those sirens yesterday? Right after lunch, maybe you were taking a nap. I was painting, and I heard sirens, and they went on and on forever. And then I heard a helicopter. What do you think that was? Somebody's personal emergency, wasn't it, yesterday? Are we thankful that we didn't have that emergency? You know what? I'm really thankful because I see these two little nuggets here. And I love them a lot. What if it was them? Right? Somebody had a tragedy yesterday, and I thought maybe I could help them, but I couldn't. I was painting. So you know what I did? What do you think I did? Kept on painting? I kept on painting, but I stopped for a minute, and I asked God to be with those people. So next time, when your mom or dad has to pull over because there's sirens or they see sirens, lights coming this way, what should you be doing in that back seat? Praying that the people, that they can get to that emergency, or praying that your mom and dad don't get a speeding ticket. What do you think? If you're back there praying, yeah, might help, we don't know. But pray for the people, and pray for those people that are in those cars, those policemen. What about firefighters? You know any firefighters? You know any policemen? No? You know any firefighters? Hey, did you know that Ariana Brina's dad is a firefighter? He is. He's going to respond to that emergency. Do we want to keep him safe? We do. We want to keep all of our emergency people safe. We want to keep our little ones safe. So remember, stop and it's not drop and roll, dick roll like it used to be. It's going to hear those sirens. Okay? You guys have a safe summer.
Okay, we'll have the announcement.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the day of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. There are no birthdays or anniversaries this week. So blessings to you all on your unbirthday or unanniversary. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time. Do you want that?
Thank you.
Please rise for the offering hymn. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now the benediction. Almighty God, Son and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Our recessional hymn is hymn number 396 in the ELW, Spirit of Gentleness. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.